He didn't buy me a ticket for that boat because I was the last minute addition. So I didn't pay for my boat fare. He said, when the man comes, just look the other way. And I said, do you want me to hide? He went, no, because that's suspicious. Just look the other way and chat to Steve.
Steve was a crook.
And he won't.
Yeah. He was a fiddly. My dad was a very upright man, but he had the genetic flaw of the Bowbridge.
And do you know?
He carried with it. So he was.
We're all tainted.
He was a smuggler. And you know what I mean? It was all that kind of.
Yeah.
How he
and
was,
do you
yeah.
know that your Auntie Sheila went to Ireland 1 year? On a library card. We got to the airport, I've left that, I've drove round, I get a phone call, I haven't got my passport. I said, I'll come back to you. No, don't worry, they're letting me fill my library card.
Obviously, it wasn't Ryanair.
We're talking about all the skeletons in your family.
If you're nearly a Bowbridge or you're related to one.
No, she's her mum.
No, your mum.
Dan
looks more like Uncle George every day.
When I finished my shave this morning, I thought, George. Is George looking at the bloody mirror?
I just wonder, it's a good job we've got no boys, because they'll end up with a bloody brick.
I got Sheila to cut my hair a bit this morning as well, because it was a bit bushy. Elise usually cuts it, but
he's getting more like his father.
Yeah, oh no, I don't want a DA.
I'm going to go. I was going to give, is it Dan?
Yeah.
I was going to give you a lift to the station.
Okay, sweet.
But you don't have to come now because Jeff's actually taking his mum, so he's probably going in about another half hour if you want
to
reminisce for another half hour.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll tell Jeff that he can take you.
You're going to get like your mother.
Okay.
I'm like my mother and he's like his dad.